USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A North Carolina police officer was killed in a Friday morning shootout near a car wash. The shooting happened around 3:30 a.m. in Belmont, North Carolina. Police said the shooting happened after Mount Holly police officers confronted an armed suspect while responding to a breaking and entering call. 25-year-old Mount Holly officer Tyler Herndon was taken to the hospital where he later died. The suspect, identified as 24-year-old Joshua Funk, was also shot but only suffered minor injuries. Funk has been taken into custody and charged with first-degree murder. At least three people have died as a strong snowstorm that's left over 60 million people under winter weather alerts slams the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast. The National Weather Service warned the storm would cause major travel disruptions and power outages while dumping heavy snow. There were some 200 vehicle crashes in Virginia Wednesday. Brooklyn, New York is reporting 6.5 feet of snow overnight. Boston is expecting a foot of snow today. USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39747. And vote instantly in Newsmax's poll. Plus, watch Newsmax TV with great shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your cable operator you want Newsmax like everyone else. Watch Newsmax TV today and vote in their big poll on Trump. Text NORTH to 39747 and let your voice be heard.
Lawmakers want to remove a congressman from the House Intelligence Committee after he was infiltrated by the Chinese Communist government. USA Radio News, Dan Naraki.
A group of Republican lawmakers have sent House Speaker Nancy Pelosi a letter urging her to remove California Congressman Eric Swalwell from the House Intelligence Committee. The 17 GOP House members wrote that Swalwell's interactions with an alleged Chinese spy are a national security risk to a committee that handles information critical to national defense. Representative Chris Stewart says it should come as no surprise that members of Congress are targets for infiltration by the Chinese. The Utah Republican, who also sits on the House Intelligence Committee, tells Fox News that Representative Swalwell should have known better.
I think that's the primary failure here is, look, we start with the presumption that China is going to target us. They're going to try to exploit and develop relationships with us. And then you look at the commonsensical kind of environment we're in and say, does this person raise red flags? She certainly did. And I think that's where Mr. Swalwell has some questions that he absolutely has to answer.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Daily Mirror is reporting a South African farmer was mauled to death on Sunday by a pet hippo he called Humphrey, which he had previously referred to as like a son to me. Morris Els, who lived in the Free State province of South Africa, was found dead in a river, having been bitten repeatedly by the animal. Dr. Fauci is laying down his timeline when life can get back to normal after the COVID-19 pandemic gets crushed by vaccines worldwide. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has the details.
With vaccinations against COVID-19 beginning across the country, many are anticipating a time when life will finally return to normal. That will take a massive immunization campaign, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNBC that it's possible that we could return to seeing movies in theaters and sports in packed stadiums and arenas by mid-next fall, if enough people are vaccinated.
You would need somewhere between 70, 75, maybe 80% of the population vaccinated. The number that I've been using, again, it's an estimate. You can make an extrapolation from other infections. I say between 75 and 80, 85% of the population. If we get that, we would develop a umbrella of immunity that would be able to protect even the vulnerables who have not been vaccinated or those in which the vaccine has not been effective.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Moderna's vaccine will face the FDA today with an expected approval for emergency use. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.